there have been some hellish times. I mean, there's some times where I wanted to quit. I thought about it for about 0.3 seconds. The thought of quitting did enter my mind, I think, once or twice in 22 years. I'm not kidding. It only entered a few, it tried to enter. As it began to enter, I said, nope. And what did I do? I picked up the phone and started doing my one good thing for the day, serving people, and good things happen. So yeah, it's been brutal and amazing, but for the most part, exhilarating, fun, and extremely rewarding.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Hey, welcome back. Are we back?
We're back.
We're back live. Steve Siebold.
It's good to see you, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
let's give Steve Siebold a big hand.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Man.
Thank you.
I never thought I would get to interview a famous person. I'm not famous, but
who's
he's
that?
Famous.
Someone else.
Where
coming
is he?
Up.
Yeah, no, but Steve Siebold, it's funny. This guy's amazing. I bought his book, 177 Mental Toughness Secrets. By the way, all of my 8 secrets, probably they came out of the book somewhere. I stole them all from Steve. Every single
I stole them from someone else, probably,
yeah,
too.
They're all out there. They're in the universe.
That's
it's just
right.
Universal truths,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So every Monday morning, I get together with my full-timers, my superstars, and we start off our full-timers meeting by reading one of the quotes out of his Mental Toughness Secrets book, 177 Mental Toughness Secrets of the World Class. Couldn't you have thought of a shorter title?
Exactly, yeah, I was a little wordy on
twister,
that one.
But no,
yeah.
it's amazing. Yeah. It is the Mental Toughness Bible. You really want to change your life, and because what I just told you, you probably already forgot most of it. I know I just forgot what I just said. So if you want to know and really think like a champion, get that book and read it every day. I'm going to tell you, it'll change your life. You know, so anyway, Steve, thanks so much for joining us here today. You know, you wrote the book. You wrote another book. We'll talk about at the end here too. But with you and Tom, but what are those 177 secrets? Which is your favorite secret, and why?
Well, before we start, we just had a kind of a conference call with part of your team up in Denver, and I just had to tell you about this.
Thank you.
Trevor, of course, and your brother, and Brian Loiso, and Chris Felton. It was kind of a secret call. They wanted to do.
Top secret.
Just got off the air, and we have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, what is it?
This has been going on for a while.
Yeah. Well, there's
it's not a new thing.
My brother has a bone to pick with
your
you?
Brother as well,
why am I not
Chris
surprised?
And Brian,
okay.
and I myself as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so we're just tired. We're sick and tired of you being number one on the chart every time.
Welcome
I mean,
to
it's
the
just
club.
Showing off at this point.
Well, it is.
Every week we got
to
see Eric Jensen, number one, with your high school picture.
With my
no, congratulations, man, on your success with that.
We're
loving it that you're doing it.
I would love someone to beat me, by the way. Lots of people make threats, but no one's ever delivered, so please, feel free.
No, it's awesome. I mean, you worked very hard. You're a very humble guy.
I've been blessed.
I've watched
blessed.
You work hard for years and years, and
you
deserve all your success. I think, you know, the first chapter of the book, Objective Reality, is probably my favorite of all of them. I mean, because I think that too many of us live in delusion. It's kind of a little bit of what you were talking about, you know, just a few minutes ago, where we're living in wishful thinking. We expect these world-class results, and we're putting in middle-class performance. And like you said, you've got to go all the way. You've got to make a decision, all the things you've been saying.
Yeah.
So I think that's my favorite. Yeah, how about you? What's yours?
It's your favorite. It's so painful to live
it
in
is
objective
painful.
Reality.
And especially
I
when you're doing
admit,
it yourself. I look in the mirror and think, I'm one of those people.
I have to admit I screwed up, and I actually have to change. Wow. No, I love that one. Thank you. My favorite is, what was it? It was number 57. And really, it's about connecting with your why. It's the one I started with, you know, because if you know what your why is, you'll run through a brick wall, across flaming coals. You'll do whatever it takes to win if you know what your why is. If it's just, well, you know, hey, I want to help people. Well, that's good, but which people are you talking about? You're going to run through a wall. Because in this business, it starts out and everything's good. You're going to go to the moon, right? You've seen kind of Bill Mitchell's cycle of euphoria and then the valley of despair. Well, who's ever been in the valley of despair? You know what? You're a superstar, even millionaires go.
Every time I see you number one, I'm in valley of despair.
So in the valley of despair,
you knew I was
going
to beat you up about that.
No, please.
You're a guest in town. We got to beat you up a little.
I can take it. I'm very offensive, but hard to offend.
Exactly.
So feel free to try to offend me. But anyway, so that reminds me, by the way, champions never take offense,
when it's
intended.
That's
losers
right.
always take offense, even when it's not. Hello, quote number one. All right,
the world is offensive. It's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So no, I love connecting with the why because it's a lot more fun, by the way. You know, I'll walk my little girl. I get up before her to, you know, work out or whatever. And I mean, I love all my kids, right? But I keep talking about Grace because she's my little girl, right? 11-year-old. And I walk past her bedroom and I have to look in and she's sound asleep. And it's like looking at an angel. And I almost want to cry. I love her so much and I would do anything for her. That connection with your why is what's going to drive you. It's the emotion, as your book says 100 times. It's the emotion that drives champions, not necessarily. You'll back it up with logic, but that's not what's driving us. It's the emotion.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's definitely my favorite.
And so now that you've arrived at and one of your destinations, what does it feel like to be at the top of the mountain or the top of at least one mountain that you wanted to climb? What does it feel like?
That's a trick question. It wasn't on the agenda, but you know, I'll answer it because it's a great, I knew it. It's a great
Tom question. And I never found the agenda. I was going to tell you that last night, but I don't want to spoil
it. It's a great question. You know what? Part of it, I talked about success and the secrets is you got to be willing to pay the price, paid in full and paid up front. I forgot to mention, once you get there, and I've had a taste of it. I wouldn't say I'm there, right? But I love what I'm doing, and I've been very blessed. But once you actually get there and you get to taste success, it's even better than you imagined it's going to be. Can you imagine being able to go spend time, do whatever you want, whenever you want? When people ask me how much did that cost, or I ask myself, what did that cost? I don't know, because Debbie actually pays the bills, so she just kind of has unlimited funds, and she tells me how much to transfer over.
Right.
But it's really cool to be able to say, I don't know, but it's really cool, and the family experience was priceless, so I don't really care. But unfortunately, if you can't put food on the table, it's hard to have priceless experiences, and it's hard to really think, if you're starving to death, right? If someone's strangling you, all you can think about is getting the next breath. You can't think a lot about how you're going to help the world and change the world and help people. So getting enough income to where money's never an issue again is life changing. It's amazing.
Does it feel as good as you thought it would?
It's even better. I don't know how you can imagine the joy of being somewhere with your loved ones and have total financial freedom. I thought about it. I knew it was going to be awesome, but you just can't. It's even better than you can imagine.
Yeah. Do you think it's easier? Well, I know you've been in the business, 22 years?
22 years, yeah.
Is it easier? Was it easier then or is it easier now, do you think, to make the kind of money that you make?
Yeah, it took me way too long to get to a million, like what, 18 years? Of course, I was making $500,000 along the way, so don't cry a tear. But with the tools we have in place now, especially the digital marketing system, as we're working with that and combining that with and WealthWave and all the beautiful tools and the websites and the videos and how you can leverage technology. I mean, in the olden day, when I started, I did not even own a cell phone in the business for the first 3 years. So how was I going to reach out to 50 people with the push of a button? I wasn't. Now we can. So yeah, I would say the business is, there's way better systems and technology to leverage, and just way cooler. I mean, our marketing materials consisted of a printed brochure and a legal pad we could draw stuff on, and that was it. So I would definitely say it's definitely an easier business to be in right now. And by the way, everybody wants to own an internet business that has a digital marketing system. They may not want to be a financial advisor, right? So we want to help people. So hey, you can be a financial advisor and own an internet business with a digital marketing system. It's awesome.
How do you stay motivated now that you're so successful? How do you keep that fire? Because obviously, I've seen you throughout the years, and you've maintained the same fire, if not more. How do you do that?
Well, thanks for asking. Try bringing I'm not going to put these full. None of these questions are.
he tricks
me. He tricks me. None of the questions are being asked. So we'll just go.
I know with, Tom's watching somewhere right now laughing. Yeah.
Just go with the ones we got here. How do I stay motivated? So, well, first of all, having 6 kids doesn't hurt. But, and the wife just says, hey, honey, how was your day? Did you make any money today? Yeah. And she's not that way. She's not money motivated, but she's mother bear motivated because she wants the security for the kids, right, and herself. But try bringing a child in business with you, man. When Shay said, I want to join you in business, it was the happiest and kind of one of the scariest days of my life because I'm like, this is a 25-year-old surf bum kid living in Hawaii. Woo, I don't know if he can do what I've done. So you just see everything from a whole new light. And by the way, when a child joins you in business, your paradigm changes. Your energy immediately goes up because your why just got 10 times bigger. But also, this business changes. I mean, now that we're kind of in the internet age, I mean, it changes every 6 to 12 months. It's kind of like, well, there's something new or this. So it's always new and fresh. And you know what? There have been times where I've gotten burned out. Everybody gets a little burned out from time to time, right? And you know what I realize? Every time I've gotten burned out, I'm like, how long has it been since I went and served a client? Serve somebody. How long has it been since I mentored a new recruit? you know what, it's been like a 3-4 weeks. And you go get in the field, and man, your energy just goes straight up because you're helping people and you're doing something you love.
Wow, wow. So let me ask you this. I asked this to Brian Loaiza when he was here. People see you guys, I think, sometimes, and I've heard this in the field from people, from book signings and stuff like that. Yeah. People say, well, yeah, you know, Eric Jensen, Brian Loaiza, these guys are CPAs. I mean, they were, you know, with the biggest, you know, the biggest accounting firm and yeah. the, you know, most prestigious accounting firm. These guys are brainiacs. I mean, of course they can make it. What do you say to the rest of us who are just average people trying to, you know, help families and build a living for ourselves? What do yeah. you say to us, the rest of us? Can we do what you've done?
I say I'm one of you because I'm not a CPA, first of all. I took one semester, and Trevor, Brian, and Chris are CPAs.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm not. Everyone
oh, I
thinks,
thought you were.
No, everybody
okay.
thinks I am, but
okay,
I'm not.
Yeah.
Thank heavens. I took one semester of accounting in college and said, yeah, no, this is not for me. That's not the way my brain works. No, thank you. And I forbade all of my children from becoming CPAs after that experience. You know, I'm not. But I would say my intelligence level is fairly average. But you know what I have been blessed with is common sense. I can look at something and go, that doesn't make sense. And that makes sense. I don't know exactly why. I can't mathematically spell it out, but this makes sense. So all you need is integrity, common sense, some fire, right? Some desire to be somebody, and follow the system. You know, it's funny, and I brag on Chase too much. I apologize, but I'm going to do it anyway. The reason he's winning big is because he's been coachable. I say, Chase, you need to call these 100 people. And I'm thinking, he's not going to do it because no one ever does it.
Right.
He'll call me that afternoon and say, done, and I got 5 appointments. What?
Wow.
Whoa. So being coachable is huge. Your leaders are making great money. They care about you. They want you to win. Everyone thinks, Chase is making money because Dad gave him stuff. Dad didn't give him jack. I gave him opportunity. And had I given almost anyone else on my team the same opportunity, now some would have done it, but most of them, we'd be making zip right now. You got to deliver. You have to act on the opportunity that we're given to win. And anybody can win who has integrity. The big fire in the fire in your belly, and credibility. You got to have credibility. And by the way, you start by building credibility by keeping the promises we make to ourselves. All of us have broken promises we make to ourselves. But if you can just say, all right, I'm going to start keeping the promises I make to myself. What happens when you make yourself a promise and you keep it? How do you feel?
Great.
You feel great, don't you? And then you do it again, you feel even better. What happens to your self-esteem? Starts to rise. Now your credibility goes up, your confidence goes up, and you're ready to win. So anybody who's willing to do that can win.
So was it worth it? Was all this work, was it worth it at the end of the day?
Yeah.
So far,
that's
rhetorical. 22 years.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, because I busted my butt for about 19 months. At which point I hit the 250 rolling, at which point I said, hey, bro, Trevor, my younger brother, who looks older and is much more handsome, but anyway, my younger brother, Trevor, who's not at all competitive.
Yeah, no, none of you guys are.
I was like, hey, bro, he's slaving. He's putting in the 80 hours a week and not even getting a pat on the back. He's getting beat up at Arthur Anderson for his 80 hours a week because he screwed up or missed something on the audit line, right? And he's slaving away at 80 hours a week for what he's making. I think he was making about 60 grand or less. I think with bonuses, it was 50 to 60. I was like, hey, bro, little email. I just made $250,000 a year, and I'm golfing on Fridays, period. Arthur Anderson's never going to teach you how to do that.
I'll bet he loved that.
Oh, yeah. He was like, God, I got to beat that guy.
Yeah.
And if you can't beat him, you join him, right? So he was smart enough. He is very smart. He joined me in business. We talked to Brian and Chris, and brought them in business with us, and they are all CPAs, can't pass again, but we'll let them off the hook anyway. They're not really CPAs. The funny thing about those guys, none of them, they didn't really dream of being CPAs. They kind of got, kind of got sucked into this job, and they don't love all the numbers and the accounting and the crunching. They just, that was like security in having that job, but they really aren't CPAs. Have you ever talked to Chris Felton? You ever golfed 18 holes with Felton? It's like 18 holes of stand-up. He is not stand-up comedy. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not really a CPA. There's a lot of people trapped in a job, not making the kind of money they thought they were going to make, that they don't like the job, and they're just looking for help. But they put on the facade of, hey, man, it's great. I love my job. It's awesome. It's fantastic. But if you want to know the truth, talk to the guy's wife. She'll say, yeah, he doesn't like his job.
Yeah, right.
And so go ahead and recruit him, or vice versa. Yeah.
How about the enjoyment? Have you enjoyed the process? I know you've worked really hard.
You're
very humble, but this guy was a hardworking guy. I've watched this guy for 15 years now. Have you enjoyed it?
I work very hard 20 hours a week, Steve. So that's supposed to be a joke. Sorry. When I started, I worked 60 hours a week. For the first 12 to 18 months, you got to bust it. And there were days that weren't fun. But you get to it. By the way, you know when it gets fun? When you get a team and when you get beyond the money. When money's no longer an issue, it becomes really fun, especially if you're with a team. So the answer is yeah, absolutely. There have been some hellish times. I mean, there's some times where I wanted to quit. I thought about it for about 0.3 seconds. The thought of quitting did enter my mind, I think, once or twice in 22 years. I'm not kidding. It only entered a few times. It tried to enter. As it began to enter, I said, nope. And what did I do? I picked up the phone and started doing my one good thing for the day, serving people, and good things happen. So yeah, it's been brutal and amazing, but for the most part, exhilarating, fun, and extremely rewarding. By the way, the most rewarding thing is not when I mean, it's really cool when you go, we get paid twice a week, and you're like, I wonder if I got paid today. I don't have to wonder too much anymore, but I'm like, wonder how much I made. And you're like, what the, $20,000, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
That's a good feeling. You gotta have a team to do that. So, go build a team.
So what's your motivation today? Because you've knocked down most of your major goals, I'm sure. So what keeps driving you today? What motivates Eric Jensen?
So I was talking to my wife about this just 3 or 4 days ago, and I'm saying, honey, with this new digital marketing system we're rolling out and WealthWave and stuff, I think our income could potentially double. If we go from just under $1.2 million to $2 million, what would you do with the money? She's like, I don't know. She said, we got 6 kids and 2 of them are married. So we have 10 of us that travel together. So that's going to be really expensive. So we're going to go on a really fun. Yeah. So we're going to go on some really fun $100,000 vacations.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure we'll find something. And giving back. I mean, I love to share my success and mentor others. But there's so much need in the world. My dream is to have this WFG WealthWave business, just cranking, running, 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 running. And I put about 1 day a week into that, and I put 4 days a week into philanthropic causes. No, just really helping. There's a ton of need right here in the U.S. and a ton of need all over the world. And I would love to just be doing some really cool projects. I mean, I don't picture retiring at 62 or 65 and sitting back in the lazy boy and messing around on my iPad and on Facebook all day or watching TV. That sounds like hell, not retirement. So we're going to stay active and help a lot of people.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
That's so much fun.
Well, you mentioned this earlier about the team. When you get kind of in the, I think you said the mud with the team.
And yeah.
The trenches, so to speak.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a lot of fun because you're with these other people, man. And they're great people, and they're trying to help people. Don't you think so? Talk about the fun for a second.
I forgot.
Because I know you always have a good time.
Yes. The most rewarding, I was going to say this earlier, the most rewarding thing is not the paycheck, the accidental 20 grand. You're like, where'd that come from? The most rewarding thing is seeing somebody else cross, get their ring, change their life. I mean, they come in, they're stressed. There's marital tension because the money's there. You can just see in the wife's or the husband's eyes the stress. And to see them go, whoa, I just got the ring. I made 20 grand this month. It just changed. It didn't just change that day. It changed their entire family tree, right? The family tree was kind of growing this way. All of a sudden, you have the capacity to change your family tree. And to see that happen for people and to see them start, I mean, I'm a totally different person than what I was when I started, right? And I see that in other people. Become better people, better spouses, better leaders, better fathers and mothers, and better members of society. That's the most rewarding thing about this whole business. Now, to answer your other question, what was the question?
Question was...
Oh, fun.
Yeah, fun.
Well, yeah, so I've been accused of, when I give presentations, of showing way too many family pictures. If you go to Facebook, it's just like video after video of skiing with the kids, wakeboarding, wake surfing, surfing, skateboarding, on the longboard. I mean, we live in a beautiful gated community, and so it's kind of hilly because it's in Colorado, right? And I can see from my home the Rocky Mountains. There's like 4 14,000-foot peaks, snow-capped peaks I can see from my house. But then I go out of the driveway and I can go up further up the hill, and I bought this longboard. It's powered. It goes 22 miles an hour. It also has brakes. Wow. So I'm cruising around my neighborhood on this thing, 22 miles an hour. I'm zipping and carving. And I pretty much in the summer, every night at sunset, I jump on a longboard, I cruise up, and I just give thanks, right? And I just look at the beautiful sunset, and I just carve down the street on a longboard. And people are going, what the? There's people driving golf carts going, what is he? Yeah, is that right, thing? Exactly, yeah. Is that like from the Back to the Future, one of those hoverboard things? Why is that going up the hill? Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
But
exactly,
it's... We love to play. I mean, it's Disneyland in Southern California and Europe and wherever. It just go wherever we want to go, and we can take the whole clan with us and the in-laws, and we love them and they love us, and I can't put a price on that. We definitely like to have fun, and we have a lake. We have a lake, 10-15 minutes from the house, and just pull out the boat and. You get a big enough boat, it creates a wave that's big enough, as I showed you guys last night. You can actually surf. We can surf in Colorado. It's really cool. It's fun. Anyway.
What do you say to the people out there who maybe they're new or they've been in for a while, and you know what people, when you're an entrepreneur, you know people say to you, how much money are you making in that deal? You've been doing it a year, 2 years.
Yeah.
They say it to every entrepreneur.
Yeah,
right?
Because you don't
make any money in the beginning of anything you do. You just lose money. What do you say to the people who are watching this or listening to the podcast and they're thinking, I just don't know if I have what it takes to do this. They're doubting themselves. You know what that's like. Three in the morning, you wake up, look in the mirror and say, can I really do this?
Yeah.
What do you say? You're 22 years down the road, all of your success. What do you say to that person?
What do I say to them about?
They're thinking about quitting. They don't know if they have what it takes. They're listening to you thinking, well, yeah, he can do it. Great.
But can I do it? So, two quick stories to illustrate. First one, kind of back to having fun, but also illustrates this point. So I love to ski powder. The deeper, the better. You get the fatter skis. It's the closest thing that man or woman can come to flying without actually flying. If you're good and you're at 12,000 feet, flying down a 2,000 foot vertical, I can't even describe it. It's unbelievable. So I like plan my week based on the snow reports in the mountains. So it's a powder day, right? I go down, hey Chase, when he's younger, hey Chase, you want to skip school? Let's go ski. So I'm driving up to Vail, right? And I go out of the neighborhood.
I wonder he listens to you.
I take C-470 around and C-470 connects with I-25. If I turn right, I go to work in Denver. If I turn left, I go skiing at Vail. So I'm going there, and everybody, it's early. It's like 6 in the morning. I'm like, what are all these people doing? And there's snow on the road, so traffic's kind of going slow. There's like a traffic jam. But everybody's turning right. I'm turning left. I'm like, man, that's a metaphor for life in this business, man. Yeah. If you want to be able to turn the direction you want to turn and do the things you want to do, you just got to make that one good thing happen every day, and you got to believe in yourself, you know. And I don't know what the other story was, but that was the only one I needed to tell. So,
do you think anyone can do this?
Yeah, just once again, integrity.
I mean, as long as there's not mental impairment or something of course. But I mean, can the average person really do this and really make the kind of money that you make?
Yes, with this caveat, all you need is three things: integrity, tell the truth, do what's right for the consumer, right first. Work ethic, driven by your desire. So kind of desire and work ethic go together, the why, right? And then credibility. I mean, you need to have credibility with people. They don't have to think you're a financial, you don't have to have credibility as a financial advisor. You just have to be likable. You have to have credibility as a person. If people like you, you could probably do pretty well in here, in this business, if you're willing to give it a go and put in the work ethic. By the way, I'm going to throw in some of my own quotes off my paper, since you're not doing. You can either make money. You can either make money.
There you go.
Or you can make excuses, but not both.
Not both.
Funny story. So I teach a little Bible study classes at Sunday school, right? And I got my son and all his ruckus friends. There's like 18 kids I'm trying to teach about the Bible. It's like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. But they're trying to listen. And all of a sudden, we're talking about Paul and how he didn't give up and a great missionary and stuff. And one of my son's friends goes, hey, Brother Jensen, you can either make money or you can make excuses, but not both. I'm like, what? Where did that come from? You're not my kid. How'd you figure that out? Apparently, he spent enough time in my house with my kids that he knows the quotes. So anyway.
You're getting known for that quote. Yeah. I think I've heard that one before. Oh, my gosh. Well, so as we kind of wrap up here.
Yeah.
as you look into your crystal ball with this business, just this company, WealthWave, all the new things that, like the digital marketing system that you were teaching me about last night. It's brilliant, by the way. It's really good stuff. I was telling my wife about it this morning. All the new things coming, the books coming, all these different things, the technology, all the game change. As you look into the crystal ball, what does the future look like for WealthWave?
It's absolutely amazing, you know, and I'm glad you brought up the book. I mean, it's quicker, faster, stronger, right? Outwit, outlast, outplay, if you're a Survivor fan. It's quicker, stronger, faster. What we've done, what WealthWave does, and the digital marketing system, the technology, it compresses time frames. Quick story, and I want to talk about the book, too, the Don't Be a Sucker, the How Money Works, Don't Be a Sucker book. It's brilliant. My son Chandler joined me in business last Wednesday. Using the digital marketing system, by Friday, he already had a teammate who had 4 appointments, didn't even come to the BPM. Watched a BPM 15-minute presentation, video, signs up, uses the system to set 4 appointments. So that, and he's only 22.
Wow.
College kids can't do this business. The system sort of did it for him. Yeah. Luckily, his wife has some credibility.
Yeah.
And so it was her aunt. But anyway, you get the idea. So tell me about that book. I mean, that book's fantastic. What do you think, what one concept from the How Money Works, Don't Be a Sucker book, Steve, do you think could make the biggest impact on folks?
I think the time value of money, probably. Mm. You know, I think young people don't realize compound interest. I mean, if it grows for 40 or 50 years, a small amount can become a huge amount just by leaving it set. You don't even have to put that much in, right?
Yeah.
It's like the $1 million baby concept. We're very excited about that. So we're real excited about the book.
Thanks for the time that you and Tom put into it. I think it's going to be a fantastic prospecting
and
tool.
And Andy Horner. We could have done it without Andy.
Yeah, no, thank
all
you.
Those graphics.
Marketing genius.
Unbelievable,
Well, thank you, Andy Horner, and thank you, too, for helping him out with his book. Anyway, no, it's a fantastic book that you guys co-authored together.
Thanks.
And it just makes complicated financial concepts simple. So get the book, use it in your own life and for prospecting. Thanks for being here. You guys can do it. We believe in you.
Absolutely.
Make it happen.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming, guys. Yeah. See you next week.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you liked this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.